Hi, this is registration for Fatima Wells, FATIMAHWELLS. Date of service is 9/18/2024. Date of birth is 5/8/81, and date of accident is 4/29/2023. Ms. Fatima Wells is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was involved in a T-bone accident on the driver's side while she was traveling as a restaurant driver. The impact caused her various symptoms, which include severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 9. Left shoulder pain is also reported by the patient, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 120 degrees. While patient has had surgery for the left shoulder, some pain in the right shoulder is also reported. Patient also reports of pain in the right knee. Various MRI that have been done show that she has a herniated disc at C5 and 6, and a herniated disc at L5, S1, L4, 5, and L3, L4. She also has a meniscus tear in the right knee. Arthrogram of the right knee shows partial thickness tear of anterior attachment of ACL with reactive bone marrow edema of the tibial spine. Right shoulder has no evidence of rotator cuff tear or any other issues. Is also found to have facet irregularities in L4, L5 as a potential cause of pain. Patient reports pain is varying from 5 to 10 depending on the day, and ADLs are affected 9. She affects some difficulty sleeping, no headaches are reported, no dizziness, vertigo. The ADLs are affected 9. Patient reports 0% relief in the symptoms since the accident, despite all the conservative treatment. These will be the records for the ADLs or system review for additional issues, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. In the physical examination, please mention blood pressure of 110 over 80, pulse 69, pulse oxygen is 100. Rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 8/15/2024. Dictation number is 0901-002. Diagnosis is the same. Plan is to request the patient to continue seeing the orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Gilliard, for the shoulder issues. And for the right knee, patient is advised to rest, climb the steps with the leading foot, which is not painful, as well as the series of injection into the right knee intra-articular. In addition, patient is provided with Norco 7.5/325 once a day, 30-day supply for pain relief. Trazodone is provided 100 mg at night for sleep. MAPS and labs have been reviewed and are found to be in compliance. Physical therapy has been ordered to continue 2 times a week for affected area, which is neck, mid back, and lower back, as well as left shoulder and right knee, with traction massage, aquatherapy, acupuncture, chiropractic treatment, and laser are also added. Patient is off work. Hospital replacement and transportation has been checked for her. She's also provided with Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. She's provided with Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Xanax is provided 0.5 mg twice a day for anti-anxiety and panic. Lyrica is provided 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. And radiculopathy, Furosets are provided 1 or 2 PRN for headaches for headaches. Lidocaine ointment is provided for the topical relief. Patient is advised to continue using quad cane, rollator walker, the compounding cream, as well as LESI and CESI that could bring her relief. Continue the therapy. Thank you.